This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
This is a Crowd podcast.
This is Quiz Chat Repeat, because Britain loves a quiz. And there's a guy called Duncan who hasn't been able to host a pub quiz since March, and he's got loads of questions already written. So in tribute to him, let's quiz. Hello, I'm Mikita Oliver, and welcome to Music Tuesday. Taking it on this week is the writer, comedian and producer Kemar Bob. Kemar is a woman who likes to watch TV, and she loves fruit. Favorite piece of fruit, Kima?
Do you know what? I feel like it's underrated. I'm going to go for the apple.
Ah, I agree. What color?
For me, I'm on a kind of jazz vibe at the moment. She's sweet. She's tart.
So maybe a small, one of those small sweet red ones, but they're kind of sour still.
Yeah, that's the vibe.
That's the
vibe. And then you're like, wow, you're so versatile. You can do anything. You're so strong. You're an apple.
I hear you. So it's day two, which means 12 questions all about music. Let's quiz. Question number one. In December 2020, which pop group did singer Jessie Nelson leave?
I think I know this only because I recently spoke to a member of this group. And then I was on Instagram and I was like, what's up with this group? I don't know enough about this group. And then I saw that sometimes they had 4 members in the picture and sometimes it was 3. So I'm going to say Little Mix.
Absolutely. Correct answer, Little Mix. So this was your first foray into knowing much about Little Mix's existence.
It's very exciting. And I remember like kind of looking at it. And I was like, you know, you're trying to be a detective, but you don't have any evidence, any information. Just fascinated, but good for her. Like,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, good for Jessie. Question number two, what does the G in G-Funk stand for?
Great. Love this. I don't, great is not my answer. I'm going to pick.
Yeah,
I'm gonna pick gangster because I don't know what to do.
That's right, gangster funk. That is the
yes!
G in G funk. Question number three: which 2003 Justin Timberlake single started out as a promotional jingle for McDonald's? I kind of ruined it, to be honest.
That's terrifying. I'm gonna go for Sexy Back.
Really? No, it wasn't Sexy Back. The correct answer is I'm Loving It. Don't you remember when those adverts were everywhere?
Oh, no. I don't know if I ever heard that song. I was singing about Sexy Back for some reason because, you know, when there was like, ooh, it's the McRib. You haven't seen the McRib since 6 months ago.
Oh, yeah. Actually, your McDonald's advertising in America does get a lot sort of saucier and spicier than it does over here.
Oh, yeah. Just imagine they're like, I'm bringing Sexy Back. And then it's like a Big Mac Deluxe or something.
That is a great advert. That's a great advert.
I should switch jobs.
No, that's just under your promotional title. Producer, sorry, not promoter. You're not a promoter.
Thank you so much.
All right, question number four. On a guitar, what note are both the top and bottom strings?
Yes. So this is something that I'm going to make up right now, and I'm going to say G.
Oh, correct answer is E. But I think, you'd have to know. If you know, you know.
So close.
Question number five. Girl, Cater to You, Stand Up for Love. These were the final 3 singles from Destiny's Child. In what year were they all released?
Wow. This is, I'm going to get it wrong. I'm going to be ashamed.
You sure? You sure you don't remember this year in your life?
No, I should. because I'm from Houston, Texas. Destiny's Child Land.
You got to get it right then.
It's really messed up. I'm just going to go for it. And I'm going to say 2006.
Ah, it's 2005.
Damn it.
Your Houston genes got you pretty close, though.
I was like, where was I in my life?
And where were you?
When I found out. You'll never forget where you were when Destiny's Child released their last singles. You'll never forget.
Great answer, 2005. Question number 6. Leanne Rimes' Can't Fight the Moonlight is the theme song for which 2000 romantic comedy?
Yes. Love this.
Film or the tune? Because both are questionable.
All of it. I'm a Pretty Woman.
Really? You know what this film is. Come on. You know this film.
What was the song?
Get the moonlight deep in the dark. In your na na na. You know.
Oh, God. Clueless.
All right. You know what? I urge you to watch it. It's an incredible piece of cinema. It's called Coyote Ugly. Coyote Ugly. Exactly. You do.
Oh, my goodness. It's iconic. It's probably like the most iconic movie to come out in that time.
It actually kind of was. All right. Question number 7. 2012's Believe, 2015's Purpose, and 2020's Changes are album titles from which pop star?
Cher.
Cher.
You said Believe.
Oh, Believe. Right, I was like, what? It's Justin Bieber, the correct answer. Justin
Bieber. Oh, goodness.
Bieber. Are you not a fan of any part of Bieber's back catalogue?
You know, I find what's happening at the moment really interesting with him. Mm-hmm. Like, at the moment, he's having a deep, deep retreat into Christian faith. Mm-hmm. And it's just kind of, like, interesting to watch how all that is navigated. Like, Justin has been on a journey. And no, I have not been there for most of it.
Well, for... Okay, question number 8. What was Rihanna's debut single called?
Okay, I had to pause because a part of me was going, is this Pond Replay? And then another part of me was like, what else was going around? There was a song where she was like, and then maybe you'll go. And she was like, yeah, do you know what I mean? And it's just like, how did this begin? But I feel like the first time that we heard Rihanna and we were like, who is this? Is Pond Replay. So I'm just gonna put it in there and see what happens.
Absolutely correct. Pond Replay was the beginning of it all.
Oh my God, I love her.
Yes. Question number 9. Can you fill in the blank of this classic chorus from Skilo's 90s hit, I Wish? I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good. I would call her. I wish I had a...
a dragon in a hat. With a fat 6'4" Impala.
No, I'm giving it to you because you got the animal wrong. The creature is incorrect, but everything else was on point. It's a rabbit in a hat, not a dragon. But there is a 6'4" Impala, and there's also a bat. So yeah, all right, I'll take it. I'll take
it.
Oh
my goodness.
It was all over the place, but the right things were said. Okay, question number 10. For 1 point, can you name an album by Missy Elliott?
Miss Education.
Stop it. That is incorrect. That is Lauryn Hill, Kima.
Miss Demeanor. I was just like, if you say something that starts with a miss, then maybe she tried.
She did try once. And it was Missy So Addictive in 2001. That's one of the answers you could have had. Super Duper Fly, of course. Come on.
Oh, my goodness.
The Real World. What an album, actually. Under Construction. I wasn't such a mess.
Yep, Under Construction.
And This Is Not a Test. And then in 2005, she gave us an album called The Cookbook. All right.
Mm-hmm. Recipes.
All right. Question number 11. Apart from the title track, can you name 2 songs from Prince's Purple Rain album? And this is for 2 points.
Great. Love it. I'm going to go with Darling Nikki.
Big time. Enough. Correct.
And then I'm going to go for... Wow, this is tough. This is so tough. There's the obvious, right? We have Kiss in the mix. We have I Want to Be Your Lover. We have Raspberry Beret in the mix. And it's just like... It's hard because what is time and who is Prince?
well, exactly.
I'm going to say...
I need only one more from you, and you definitely gave me Darling Nikki.
I'm going to go with... Oh, my God. I'm just... What was the last one? I'm going to do the beret.
You know what? It's not on my list. Raspberry Beret is not on this on my list. Was it not on the Purple Rain album?
Probably not. This is so painful.
I've got Let's Go Crazy.
Yes.
Take Me With You. The Beautiful Ones. I am such... a cretin. I thought The Beautiful Ones was genuinely a Drew Hill, Mariah Carey song, and it's obviously a Prince cover.
It's not, okay. Now I feel like I'm going to have to listen to this album.
Yeah. Raspberry Beret was on another album, Around the World in a Day. But still, sticking with Purple Rain, Computer Blue, When Doves Cry is on it, thank you. I Would Die For You. What a tune!
Oh my God. Honestly, I should be arrested for what just happened.
And finally, Baby, I'm a Star. All right, question number 12. The Super Bowl halftime show is the biggest gig a musician can get in the US, and this year's headliner was The Weeknd. We have a list of the previous 10 headline acts. Can you name three of them? From the past 10 years, previous 10
Gaga.
Years. Gaga. Gaga, 2017.
Beyonce,
2013.
J-Lo.
J-Lo? Oh my God, yes, you're right.
Unfortunately, because I remember, because I was like, why?
What? But to be fair, she shared it with Shakira, so you know. Okay, you could have also had Maroon 5, Justin Timberlake, Coldplay, Katy Perry, Bruno Mars, Madonna, and the Black Eyed Peas. Of course they got in there. Your score after that round is, Kima, 8 points. Lovely. Absolutely lovely.
I'm very impressed.
Me too. We'll talk you through your points after this break, Kima.
This is the story of Whitney Houston, of George Michael, of Otis Redding, of Amy Winehouse, of Michael Hutchence, Bob Marley. This is the story of Prince.
It's a new podcast series
about how they died and why we're still talking about them so long after.
It's like nothing you've ever heard before.
That feeling.
Just search for Death of a Rockstar on your podcast app.
And subscribe now.
So, 8 points for today. That's 13 across the week. It's going well. We're getting through. So I want to talk about music with you a little bit because we obviously just did the music quiz. What music surrounds your life, stroke, lockdown? What kind of tunes are you listening to right now?
So I'm very much a kind of like habitual listener. I don't know what you call it, but I'll like pick an album and then like that's the one.
Yeah.
And at the moment, I'm enjoying Geography. It's like Tom Misch and he's... just a jazzy dude and it's adorable and I'm having a good time with it.
Yeah, Tom Misch is good. I only really discovered Tom Misch last year and I was like, this is nice.
Yeah, I was like, what? I was like, okay, all right, this is happening. This is happening right now.
And are you musical? Do you play any instruments?
I am musical, but I don't play any instruments. I think like the reason I started listening to Tom Misch is I heard this song, I think it's called It Runs Through Me, and it's just about how, like, music is in him, and it's just there, and it's just inherent, and I feel like I'm quite similar, where, like, I am musical, but don't hand me any instruments, please.
Yeah, just don't pass me a guitar, but I am musical.
Yeah, but you could pass me a microphone, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah! Thank you, Kima Bob. That was Quiz Chat Repeat. We'll be back tomorrow. But here's a connector question for everyone at home, your second one of the week. Your clue is a UK city that is home to the oldest English-speaking university in the world. A UK city that is home to the oldest English-speaking university in the world. Join us again tomorrow for TV and Film Wednesday and your third connector clue. Follow us as well at Quiz Chat Repeat.
Quiz.
Crowd Network, a place where you belong.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.